been a disaster. The administration has failed us. But I believe that Americans deserve the right to health insurance and affordable health care.
Sink, a Democrat, is so far running unopposed in the special primary election to replace U.S. Congressmember Bill Young, who died in October. But the field of Young's fellow Republicans trying to keep the seat red is crowded. One candidate hoping to earn the job held by Young for more than 40 years is a former staffer, David Jolly. Jolly was the only Republican running who unequivocally said he would join conservatives in voting to repeal the health care law. But one of his opponents, rookie State Representative Kathleen Peters, rejected the symbolic repeal vote seen more than 40 times in Congress.
Is it a problem? Yes. We have to address it. But we can't just repeal it. We have to have a comprehensive plan, and we need to work with something that's affordable, that isn't mandating down and forcing people to not have choices.
Jolly is also being challenged by Pinellas attorney Mark Bercher. Bercher just entered the race last week and doesn't even have a website. He footed more than $10,000 in costs to file for the race, but he's confident he can contend with Jolly and Peters, highlighting popular conservative issues like the health care law and government spending. Bercher also weighed in on immigration reform.
I think our laws should be respected. I think a person that's in our country illegally should go through the legal process to come. I do not believe that amnesty is a good way to go. I'm for enforcing our laws and having people respect our laws.
Jolly, a former Young staffer and Washington lobbyist, weighed in on another party line issue, making sure Americans have access to quality jobs, making a livable wage.
As we have a conversation about the disparity in income, we often find ourselves having that conversation during economic downturns when everybody's hurt. Those that make the least, they hurt the most of those times. When economic times are good, we rarely have those conversations. If you consider the mid-2000s, the economy was great, and that's seen with their time, including those making the most and including those making the least.
However, Jolly wouldn't endorse the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution that would strengthen wage discrimination laws.
Clearly, wage discrimination is and should be illegal. Discrimination on gender and a whole host of issues is and should be illegal. That's simple.
Voters will hit the polls for the special primary on January 14th and then the special general election in March. Appealing to constituents' pocketbooks in a district where many homeowners are in flood zones, each candidate emphasized their commitment to working to ease the flood insurance sticker shock. Sink, the Democrat running, says it would be one of her top priorities in Washington.
How is it that we in this county have paid in 8 times more than we've ever claimed back from the flood insurance plan? So, first of all, I'm proposing that the problems with the flood insurance plan should not be on the backs of the people in Florida who've paid in far more than we've ever received back in time. But we also, there's a second part of this, we cannot afford to kick the can down the road and wait 4 years for a resolution.
The congressional race also has a libertarian candidate. Lucas Overby was asked how he could compete in a race as not just a third-party candidate, but also as a political unknown. Overby said those issues matter in presidential elections, but not as much in this race.
We got involved in this race because we know the community, we know the activists in the community, and we feel that we do have a real chance at winning. I don't play to lose. I don't play to make political statements. We're here to win this race just like everybody else.
A write-in candidate, Michael Levinson, is running as an independent and will be on the March 11th special general election ballot. He was not invited to speak at the luncheon, but attended as a paid guest. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.